Following the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, a lot of mental health professionals around the Parkland area have been brushing up on their trauma treatment skills. WLRN's Sammy Mack attended one recent training led by a therapist who worked in Newtown after the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
On a recent Friday in August, a room full of therapists stood next to their seats in a packed auditorium at Florida Atlantic University and shook their bodies like rag dolls, telling them to shake from their toes to their heads. It was trauma specialist Deb Delvecchio Scully. This was one of many practical exercises she suggested the therapists try with patients who need help processing the stress that follows trauma. But first, Delvecchio Scully had a tough question for the therapists who want to help survivors of the MSD shooting.
Do I have the appropriate training
to help?
There's therapy that's helpful, and there's therapy that isn't helpful.
If you haven't been treating trauma, she suggested, now's not the time to start. MSD patients need experienced providers.
You have the right to ask as many questions as you need to be sure that the person that you're going to trust your trauma to has the skills to be able to help you move through it.
It's hard work. Delvecchio Scully herself still needs to shake off some of the discomfort when she talks about the shooting at Sandy Hook. She said part of what she's learned about communal trauma, like a school shooting, is that it has its own rhythm, and that the therapists and community around MSD can anticipate periods when people will start to re-experience trauma. Big milestones, anniversaries, these can be hard, she says.
I would imagine that this will start to ramp up after winter break is over and everybody's back to school in January. And incrementally, week by week, as we move towards mid-February, the intensity will increase.
And getting professional help, she says, can make it less painful. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
And you can find more, including questions to ask a therapist before starting trauma therapy, at our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.